And running with thanks to McDermott, Creed and Martin Solicitor Sligo, providing expert legal advice since 1983.
Good morning. It's Saturday, the 17th of April. I'm Claire Ronan. I'm with you until 10 o'clock and welcome to this week's Up and Running. You can text or WhatsApp me in here at 083 3500 530. I would love to hear from you as always. Well, the sun is shining today and we have a very positive show. Coming up on this morning's show, we're going to talk to Emma Mulrooney about her new business, which she launched on Valentine's Day. It's called The Wellness Pod. We're also going to catch up with Una McCutcheon. She is the Corporate Communications Manager with .ie. She's going to be telling us about Digital Town Awards. These are awards for groups in communities who have solved a problem digitally. And there's quite a lot of money involved in the prize. That'll be coming up in about 10 or 15 minutes. But first this morning, we have some very exciting news for our listeners. We are speaking with Melissa Kenny. And Melissa is opening a business which for a lot of people, they have been waiting a very long time. It's called Doe and Fawn Fashion, and it's for curvy ladies, and it's going to be a stunning fashion website. Melissa, thank you very much for cheering up our Saturday morning and coming on this morning's show.
No problem, Claire. Thanks a million for having me.
Well, I'm very excited about this because I do think there has been a gap in the market in the Northwest for a very long time. But before we get to all the fabulous stories about the clothes and everything, Melissa, where did you get the idea for Doe and Fawn Fashion?
So, Claire, honestly, I have always been a curvy girl myself. I went from being a 16 to a 24 at different stages in my life. And I've always kind of known the struggles of, I suppose, getting clothes that don't just, they're not just functional, they're flattering and functional. And I just found, like, as time went, it's been in the pipeline for a long time, but as I kind of moved into my 30s, I realised, you know, this is a massive gap. I'm just going to try and fill this because there's so many people so in need of it, you know? Mm.
Melissa, you've had great help from the local enterprise office. And the reason I think it's important that you share that with us is just in case there's somebody listening who has a business idea, you would really think it's very, very helpful to contact them and use their services, don't you?
I would absolutely agree with you, Claire, yeah. I've done a couple of their training programs and I've just found them fantastic. Like, I don't think I would be here where I am today without having them on board and coming behind me the whole way with the idea.
And they also have business mentors, don't they, Melissa?
Yeah, so I've done the mentoring program with one of their mentors and it's fantastic. I've done the Start Your Own Business, I've done the basic bookkeeping, like their courses are brilliant. If you can get into them at all, I would advise you 100 times over if you have an idea, go to your local enterprise office.
Yeah, well, I couldn't agree with you more. And very important, actually, at the moment. So, you know, we've another few weeks in lockdown. And if you have a business idea, they are there all the time and only too willing to help. It's interesting, we were just speaking before Melissa came on air this morning. At different stages of my own life, particularly after I had children when they were little and that, I would have covered myself up with my husband's t-shirts and a pair of leggings. I mean, just because you're curvy, it doesn't necessarily mean you can't wear pretty and attractive clothing.
Absolutely, Claire, absolutely. Do you know, like, I found myself shopping in the men's section in the shop, you know, to get something that just covers me up, like, you know, like a t-shirt that fits and a zippy that zips up, you know, just to hide, really, because, you know, I suppose we were told for a long time that we needed to hide, you know.
And that's not true anymore. Attitudes are definitely changing, and that's very important. Now, we are talking about wellness this morning later on the programme with Emma Mulrooney. But Melissa, it's interesting, isn't it? Because when you talk about wellness, clothes are such an important thing. And you put on a pretty top or a pretty pair of trousers, it doesn't really matter what size you are if you feel good inside.
I fully agree with you, Claire. I fully agree with you.
You're going to be taking over this market now, not just in the Northwest, nationwide as well. So what sort of clothes can we look forward to seeing on the website?
So we have, like, really, it's a very wide variety. Like, so first of all, our clothes suit from your 20s, 30s, 40s, the whole way up. Like, even there's my nana could put on some of our clothes, you know, and look fantastic. We have like tunics, tops, blouses, shirts, leggings, jeggings, jackets, you know, you name it. We have managed to source and secure fabulous clothes for fabulous curvy ladies.
And what sizes are you going to be doing, Melissa?
We're going to be doing a 14, 16 up to a 26, 28.
Well, that's great, and that's really badly needed. Now, one thing that's very important, and I think all the listeners should know this, and I'm speaking with Melissa Kenny from Doe and Fawn Fashion, a new company that's opening up for curvy ladies on Facebook and Instagram. Melissa, you have done extensive research on all the clothes that you're going to supply over the last few months. You've been really working on this. Tell me what you've been doing.
So we've been sourcing and like selecting different items of clothing. Like, we've, from our jeans to our tops, we picked them, we bought them, we wore them, we washed them, we checked to make sure that they don't lose their shape, we checked to make sure that they don't get a funny effect after washing, and we wanted to make sure that the clothes weren't just bigger versions of smaller clothes, they were actually cut properly for a woman with curves, so that, you know, taking into account our bums and tums and boobs and the whole lot, you know.
Which I think is really important, because sometimes you might get something that fits you in one area, but the arms are way down too long and the shoulders are far too long. So these clothes are made for those sizes, and you've checked all the sizes and that they fit properly.
Absolutely. And we have, like, so my own mum is only 5 foot. I'm 5'6", but we have clothes to suit her height and my height, because it's not just, you know, nobody needs a pair of jeans that fit them on the waist but go on for weeks on the legs, you know?
So true. So, Melissa, you've done a lot of research. You've got some good brands that will make people very happy. Just maybe give us a little insight, maybe one or two brands that we might know of.
So I'm sure most people would know of the Only brand. So they have their own curve collection. It's Only Carmacoma. And similarly, Vera Moda, we have the Vera Moda Curve collection. We also have Magna and a list of other brands. But, you know, we've selected from different brands to be able to bring the best to our ladies.
Well, it's all very exciting, I must say. And this is Doe and Fawn Fashion, which are opening up. So you're opening up next Friday, the 23rd.
Friday, the 23rd. We actually had planned to open the 30th. But with the demand and the messages from that we got across our social medias, we've decided we can't leave anybody waiting any longer. We're going to bring it forward to the 23rd.
Well, I was just saying this to Melissa before I came on air, and I'm sure the listeners will giggle at this. I've never seen a new business open in Sligo. I got so many messages saying, Claire, you have to cover this. We want to hear all about it. So, you know, it's great to see this is a service that's going to be provided for curvy ladies ranging in size from 14 to 28. But there's one very important thing, Melissa, that you want to stress. There is no judgment. It doesn't matter what size you are.
No, it doesn't matter at all. Like, I just want to reassure all your listeners that there's no, like, I would have been conscious in the past of, like, stating my clothes size or my dress size to somebody, but, like, you can be assured, like, I'm an 18 to 20, but I have been a 16, I have been a 24. Like, the only reason we need to know your size is to make sure that we're sending out the right size to you, and that your size will never be discussed outside of your ordering process. Like, I want to reassure the ladies of that, because that is something that we're conscious of, you know, as a curvier girl.
Absolutely. It's very important. So this is a new business opening up next Friday. So if you have a pen handy, it's Doe and Fawn Fashion, and you will find it on Facebook and Instagram. And it is the brainchild of Melissa Kenny. And as she was telling us earlier, their clothes range in size from 14 to 28. Affordable, fashionable, and comfortable clothes for the curvier lady, and something that is very, very much needed. Melissa Kenny, the very best of luck from all of us here at Ocean FM, and we'll get in touch in about 5 or 6 weeks to see how you're getting on. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much yourself.
And of course, at the moment, looking after oneself, one's mental and physical health is of the utmost importance. And that's why this morning I decided to invite Emma Mulrooney on the show. Of course, Emma is from the famous Mulrooney family out in Strand Hill. Emma, thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thanks so much for having me, Claire.
Another brave person, you launched a business in February, and of course I've spent the morning looking at it and longing for many of the products on it. So you started the Wellness Pod. Now, what made you start this in February?
So it's been an idea that's bubbling for a long time, kind of in my own kind of personal passion for well-being, and then, you know, a couple of different journeys that I went through. And I think, you know, wellness is so important, but there's so many elements to it. It's not just sitting and meditating, it's everything. And especially right now, we all just need to take little steps every day to look after ourselves. And so when lockdown happened and I saw so many people around me, you know, struggling in different areas of their life, I just thought I want to give back to the world and put something out there to remind people or products that they could take, you know, just a little time to themselves every day to just look at themselves, and whatever that may be to them is different.
Well, it's interesting, Emma, that you should say that, because I was speaking to somebody recently who told me that they have beauty products and, well, you know, hair conditioners, and they've never been so busy. People are taking that little bit of extra time to look after themselves, and how important that is. I mean, if you used to have a commute to work and you're now working from home, or you have a little bit of time where you'd be out socialising, isn't this the perfect opportunity to just spoil yourself a little?
Absolutely. Like we don't, a lot of things have been taken away from us. And so with this, we can add in something for ourselves to look after ourselves. You can take 10 minutes more and, you know, use a really nice organic product, or, you know, use a really lovely sustainable beauty product that's really good for you. It makes you feel lovely and it smells nice, or have a big long bath, or light a candle, or, you know, all of those teeny little things that add up in the week, and you look back and you think, you know, I did look after myself this week. It wasn't the easiest week, but look what I did for me, or look what I did for my family.
Yes, very important. Now, you mentioned a few of the products there, but you might tell us about some of the more of them. This is the Wellness Pod, and I'm joined by Emma Mulrooney, for those of you who may have just tuned in. And the website is www.thewellnesspod.ie. If you're near a computer, put it up there. It's a beautiful website. So what sort of products can people get on the Wellness Pod?
So all the products are organic, vegan and sustainable. So sustainable packaging, a lot of the products you can actually refill. So for example, the product, the candles that we get in, they're the Byron Bay candles. I ship them all the way from Australia, from where I used to live. And you can actually put these essential oil candles back in the refills into the pot when you've used your candle, which is amazing. Some of the supplements we use, and I know there's other companies that sell these too, but for example, the Wild Nutrition is food-grown supplements. They can also be refilled, so once you've used up your jar, you can refill those again. And then another really good example is our home products. They're all organic, vegan, and sustainable, so everything you spray and goes down the sink is really good for, you know, planet and the earth, and goes into the sea. It's all good for you when you're cleaning, because we're all home so much and we're cleaning heaps, right? Because we want to, you know, make sure our house is super clean. And but then we're breathing in those cleaning products. So these products are all good for you. I am sometimes cleaning my kitchen and I'm like, oh, it's like cleaning in a spa, because they smell like essential oil and they're good for you. So that's one side of it. And then there's another big element to it, which is, and I call this really your create your own wellness. There's some movement mats, I call them, or journals and water bottles. So everybody wants to get fit and kind of, oh, where do I start? Or do I do yoga? Do I do Pilates? But it's kind of, you know, you can buy yourself a sustainable mat, you can buy a journal, and you can just start at home, do a class at home or do some stretches at home. So that's kind of the other side of wellness. So it's kind of looking at all the different elements.
Very important. Now, I just want to ask you, you do also have some supplements and some other products for children.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Wild Nutrition supplements are for children, and there's also the powders, with those, the NuZest children powders. We're all really busy. Kids are back in school. If your kids are smoothie drinkers, you can pop this in, and it's got lots of probiotics and vitamins in it. My kids love it. And smoothies are always pretty fast in the morning. And then we've got a lot of the baby products, which are the Gaia organic baby products for the bath. So they're all natural as well.
Also, beauty. Now, I'm very interested in this, Emma, because the regular listeners will know that I had Rona on last week, and she has Journey to Beauty. She had special products for cancer. Yeah, they are fabulous for cancer patients. Yeah. A lot of people afterwards asked me about fake tan, and I just see that you have a water face tan, and that's suitable for people who have skin complaints.
Absolutely. So the Eco Tan by Sonia, they've won loads of awards. They come from Australia, and they're sold around Europe. They have all the ingredients are 100% organic and really good for sensitive skin. So I have the face tan on me at the moment. It's lovely. It really works, and it's just great for sensitive skin. It's got avocado in it and macadamia and some other really beautiful natural products as well.
Well, what I think is great about this site, Emma, is at the moment I have struggled to get presents for family and close friends who've had birthdays, babies, moved house. So yeah. If you have a friend out there who has moved house, or you want to buy a nice present, there's lovely cleaning products. And then, of course, there's all the baby products, stunning candles. The candles, the enriched candles, are absolutely really, they smell gorgeous. It smells like a spa, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been loving shipping off the presents to people, and sometimes people put the most loveliest notes in when they're purchasing. They'll say, can you add this note in? There was one last week that was really funny to someone else, and then someone put in, you know, some really lovely ones, like, hope you're doing well and you can get through this. And so all of our products, when we send them in a box, it's a wellness pod box, and it's got a little affirmation card in it. On the card it says, be kind to you. So it's just reminding people to be kind to themselves no matter what they're going through. So if you're buying it for yourself, you're reminding yourself to be kind to you. But if you're buying it for someone else, then they are just reminding them to be kind to themselves if it's their birthday, or if they're having, you know, something going on in their life as well.
So this is a business started in February, another business that started in the pandemic, and it's www.thewellnesspod.ie, and it's Emma Mulrooney's business. Emma, how's the business going so far?
It's going really well. 14th of February, so Valentine's Day, full of love. I decided to launch it on that day. And it's mainly been word of mouth. I'm on social media, obviously, as well. And so a lot of referrals come through there. It's mainly been local interest. So we do ship free to Sligo at the moment, which is brilliant. And then we also do delivery across Ireland. So we've had some orders outside of Sligo too, which has been lovely. So it's going really well, you know. It's lovely to be able to provide this service to people who can't get to other people and send them things. Or it's nice to see people looking after themselves as well.
Well, it most certainly is. And it could never be at a more appropriate time for a website to be launched as at the moment. Emma Mulrooney, the best of luck with the business.
Thank you.
And thank you very much indeed for joining us on this morning's Up and Running.
Thank you very much, Claire. It's really nice to talk to you this morning.
So that's www.thewellnesspod.ie. Well worth checking it out if you're looking for something to treat yourself or maybe somebody else. And this morning, I'm delighted to be joined by Una McCutcheon. And Una is the Corporate Communications Manager with .ie. Good morning, Una, and thank you very much for joining us on this morning's show.
Good morning. Delighted to be here.
Well, this is a positive story, which is great. We're having a very positive show this morning. Can you just tell us a little bit, to start with, about .ie and what you do?
Yeah, thanks. So what we are at .ie is we manage the .ie domains for Ireland. So anybody who wants to get a .ie website would need to come and get their domain first. And we, so that's basically what we do. We're very much an enabler in terms of getting people online.
And which we've never had a more important year than we've had this year for people getting online. And I think a lot of businesses in the Northwest have been working very hard to get their businesses up online. Una, Sligo, I mean, you and I both know, and a lot of the listeners will know, but remind us, because we have done very well with the digital towns.
That's right. Yes. Back in 2019, Sligo was awarded the status of a digital town, and we did a lot of work in the town at that time with the Leos and with the Chamber and with many different groups within Sligo. And then the pandemic hit and we sort of paused and thought, what's the best way to roll out that programme into the future? And that's where we came up with the .ie Digital Town Awards. And the idea of it is that it can spread to more than one town in a given year. So as you mentioned, there are 14 categories and it's for towns of different sizes. So that might be a small town up to 2,500 people, and then medium town, large town, etc. You'll see all the categories on the website, weare.ie. And really what we want to do is shine a light and celebrate the fantastic work that's being done by different local groups. And that might be a project related to maybe education or tourism, or it could be social enterprise or community. You know, the range of projects is really very wide.
So as you said, Una, there's 14 awards and the prize fund is very large.
It is, €100,000 in prize fund. So it's really very attractive from the point of view of somebody entering. And, you know, we've tried to keep the process quite streamlined. So apart from the basic, you know, personal information that you need to provide, there's really just two main questions. And the first question is, what's the digital vision you had? What, you know, what did you set out to do with your project? And then the second one is to describe the project itself. And we know that towns of various sizes are going to be more or less sophisticated in relation to digital. They might be in the first steps of their journey, or they might be a town that's right up there with, you know, Internet of Things. And I think it'll be everything in between. So the kinds of projects, you might say, what kinds of projects would be suitable? So, for example, you might look, if you're in tourism, you might have a local tourism group and they might say, OK, we're going to digitise all our signage. We're going to create an app, for example, to try and attract people to spend longer in the town and more money, etc. Or it could be a health project. You know, there's many different kinds of projects that it could be.
That's very interesting. And is there a particularly size that the company have to be, or it can be, it's open to everybody?
Yeah, it's not really a company as such, but it's more like a group that would come together who would spot something and they'd see, you know, that a problem needs to be solved. Now, for example, you might have something like a group of retailers on a street come together and they say, we want to increase footfall into the town. What digital techniques can we use for that? So that could be things like smart street furniture where you can, you know, charge your phone, your iPad, et cetera, et cetera. Or it could be smart purchasing kiosks on the street where people can actually purchase direct from those shops. It isn't aimed at an individual business. So if you're, let's pretend, a butcher and you decide to put in a computer system, that would not qualify. It's more about the community benefit as such.
So Una, thank you very much for clarifying that. So basically, it's any group that have come together to solve a problem using technology is probably the easiest way of putting it into one sentence.
That's exactly right, Claire.
Okay, so if this is you and you are a group of people in the local area who have come together to solve a problem using technology, you must check out weare.ie. weaore.ie. That's weaore.ie. And there are 14 different awards, as Una said, with a prize fund of €100,000, which will go down very well, I'm sure, with a lot of those community groups. So Una McCutcheon, the Corporate Communications Manager with .ie, thank you very much for joining us this morning, and thank you for your interest in Sligo.
No problem, Claire. And just quickly to mention, the closing date for the awards is Friday the 23rd of April. So people need to get their applications in quickly.
Okay, so get your skates on. That's Friday the 23rd of April, and that is weaore.ie.
Up and running with thanks to McDermott Creed and Martin Solicitor Sligo, providing expert legal advice since 1983.
Well, I'm afraid that's all we have time for on this week's show. Lots of you are getting in touch to congratulate Melissa Kenny, and her business, just for anyone who's interested, is being launched next Friday, and it's Doe and Fawn Fashion. You'll find them on Facebook. So congratulations to her and Emma and Una as well. And I'd like to thank my guests for joining me this morning. But most importantly, as always, I want to thank you very much for listening. Now, stay tuned, because coming up next, we have the best of this week's Northwest Today with Niall Delaney. Have a great week and stay positive.